here's a story from The World.
The conflict in Ethiopia's Tigray region began more than a month ago between the Tigray People's Liberation Front and Ethiopia's federal government. Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed says the region has now returned to normal. He's claimed that no civilians were killed during the weeks of military operations there. But more than 50,000 Ethiopian refugees have fled Tigray from neighboring Sudan, and they tell a different story. The World's Africa correspondent Halima Gakandi has been to Sudan to speak with some of them.
In the past month, the Umra Kuba refugee camp has grown into the size of a small city. It's now home to more than 20,000 refugees who fled the conflict in Tigray. Every day, more Ethiopians arrive on buses. It's sweltering hot here, more than 90 degrees outside. Dozens of bright white tents are lined up in rows. On them is the logo of the United Nations Refugee Agency. Music blares from stereo speakers attached to phones. Some refugees have already set up small kiosks to sell goods. Children play outside, and some of them have even begun attending classes run by NGOs. Fisaha Gebreselassie arrived here about a month ago. He's a mechanic from the Ethiopian town of Adabe, not far from the border with Sudan. Now he tries to make a living selling fried bread in the camp. He rolls the dough into balls, then flattens them between his hands, before dropping them into a vat of sizzling oil.
Bomboloni.
It's called bomboloni, he says with a smile. A taste of home that's in high demand here. Despite having arrived with little, Gebreselassie gives me and my colleagues some fresh bomboloni to eat. Then he puts down his cooking materials so he can tell us his story. When the fighting first started in November in Tigray, Gebreselassie says he fled with his 11-year-old son, Sammy. They were with a group of people. He says they encountered both federal Ethiopian troops and Eritrean soldiers. The Ethiopian government has denied receiving any support from neighboring Eritrea, and with limited access to the region, it's been difficult to confirm these details. Gebreselassie tells me the Eritrean troops were wearing civilian clothes, but he says he could identify some of them by their tribal markings. He pauses, tears well in his eyes, and he tells me how one of the soldiers shot his son twice. Gebreselassie says he begged them to let him bring Sammy to a doctor, but to no avail. The boy bled to death, and Gebreselassie says he buried Sammy just before fleeing into neighboring Sudan. I would never go back to Ethiopia, he tells me, unless Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed is ousted or resigns. This is Gebreselassie's second time as a refugee in Sudan, he tells me. He even speaks Arabic, a language he learned here. After he first arrived, he says he had to sleep outdoors for 20 nights straight. He only just received a tent here in the refugee camp. Food, water, and medicine are still limited here, he says. Aid organizations have been rushing to scale up services, but even when those basic needs are provided for, the trauma will remain, says Teum Haile Selassie. He's a doctor. I met him at the Hamdayat Refugee Transit Center, close to the border. Haile Selassie had just moved to Tigray from Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, when the fighting started. He says he had invested all of his money to set up a private clinic there. Now he's a refugee, like everyone else. Refugees are facing hunger, thirst, injuries, Haile Selassie tells me. But the biggest problem is psychological pain. He says refugees might return home one day and replace the things they lost. But the trauma from what he called a genocide will remain, and the world will be to blame, he says. Haile Selassie has been practicing medicine for nearly 30 years, Still, he says, he's not immune to the emotional trauma. Haile Selassie says some days he feels confused, in shock at what he saw in Tigray, where possibly thousands of people have been killed. He removes his glasses, given to him by a Sudanese local, and wipes the tears from his eyes. Luckily, his family is safe, he says, because they live in a different part of Ethiopia. But Haile Selassie worries about the ethnic tensions he's seeing in the country. As a doctor, he says he never served people based on their identity, but now he was being singled out as a Tigrayan. Both government forces and local militias from different ethnic groups have been accused of ethnic violence or profiling during the conflict in Tigray. Haile Selassie says it will take 20 years for Ethiopia to recover from this. A large truck arrives bringing clean water for refugees. Jason Rizzo is the project coordinator with Doctors Without Borders at a medical clinic here. About a dozen people are waiting there when I arrive. Some are new arrivals from Ethiopia, says Rizzo.
I mean, the very first thing that we can do, and it's a pretty simple thing, is psychological first aid. It's just being present and being there to talk to people, having someone that refugees can come to and talk to.
Many refugees I speak with here tell me they want people around the world to know what's happening in Tigray. Communications were blocked out there for weeks. They've returned to some areas, but not others. So here, in the refugee camps, people see a chance to get their story out. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi, Eastern Sudan.